Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Megillah Daf Chaf Ches. As we plow our way through the third parak here of Maseches Megillah, we started parak B'nei Ha'ir last time, which is all about Inyanim of Beis HaKnesses. We know Megillah, the first two parakim are about Purim. There was a lot, as we noticed, the Bavli has a lot of drushes on the Pesukim in the Megillah. The Yerushalmi did not have that. Those five or six dafim from the first parak, the end of the first parak in Megillah, so there wasn't all of that agarata in the Yerushalmi. But the other prakim are about Beis HaKnesses and Kriyas HaTorah, so we have them here, so we get into Beis HaKnesses. So we started the Mishnah last time, which speaks about the Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses and the different levels and what you're allowed to sell it for. We spoke about Malin Bakodesh. So one makar related to that, as Rav Soloveitchik has developed, and Rav Shechter has this in Eretz HaTzvi, in Siman Yud Beis, and that is really the root of all Kedusha is the Torah. As we know, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah is a reflection of Elokus, what the Chazal call Mashal HaKadmoni. The Torah is a Mashal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but really all Kedusha flows from the Torah. And that's why the Kedusha of a Shul flows from the Torah in the Aron, which is in the Shul. If there's no Torah there, then there's a lack. That's what Rav Soloveitchik said to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Rambam Paskins, the opinion seems like a historical machlokas, like the opinion that the Aron was buried underneath the Kodesh Kodashim, right? There was one day that says it was taken to Rome, and there was one day that said it was put somewhere else, the Beis HaEitzim, right? That Mishnah in Shkalim. But why does the Rambam have to say what he thinks? Because it doesn't make any sense to have a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron. And therefore, Bayesheni, which the Kodesh Kodashim was empty, you can't have a Beis HaMikdash without the Aron there. So the Rambam Paskins, it was there. It was just underneath. But that's the source of all Kedusha. The source is Torah. So when we talk about a Beis HaKnesses, the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses, it comes from Torah. Rav Soloveitchik, I think this is from Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Shechter has this in Siman Yud Beis. I think a lot of this is from him, suggests that even Kedushas Yisrael is based on the connection to Torah, right? And he suggests that we know that we mentioned in the last year already, the difference between Tashmishei Mitzvah and Tashmishei Kedusha. Tashmishei Mitzvah are items that you use for a mitzvah and afterwards can be discarded, like lulav and shofar and sukkah and the like. And the Tashmishei Kedusha have inherent Kedusha and they have to be buried. That Kedusha never leaves. Anything connected to a mezuzah case, a tefillin box, obviously the cloth. So that has to be buried. Suggested here in Eretz HaTzvi, he says, maybe that's why there's a mitzvah of kvura for a Yisrael. The mitzvah of kvura is like kvura of Tashmishei Kedusha. Because every Jew has that connection to Torah, the root, just like a tefillin box, the body of a Jew is no worse than a tefillin box. And therefore, though a non-Jew is Tashmishei Mitzvah, Yeshev Mitzvah Bei Noach, but the Jew has Tashmishei Kedusha. Gufa Yisraeli Diruka Tashmishei Kedusha. V'lachein afil la'achar moso, asher oz ein gufa royo lasos ba mitzvahs, you can't do mitzvahs anymore after a person dies, v'kama kam dino lihiganes, v'zeo yisod le'mitzvahs kvura b'meis Yisrael. What about, and that's what he says. Dafka Gufi Solshim, Ibresha Lama Torah, Yeshbo Chalos Shem Shel Tashmishei Kedusha. Aye, the guy was Osek in Mitzvahs, but that's not Torah. That's not Torah. His Guf isn't changed. Reminds us a little bit of the Beis HaLevi that we've mentioned often in Parshas Yisro, where, Nasav and Ishma wasn't just, we'll do it, because you can't be Machayev yourself to a Davar Sheino Katsuf. It means we're going to become your Avadim. We're going to become Avdei Hashem. So we accepted a status. And that's different than Tashmishei Mitzvah or what the Goyim are, the Numas Olam. What about a Jew who never learned Torah in his life? How is he Tashmishei Kedusha? The answer is in utero. In utero, and that's the connection to Torah is already implanted there so that when we learn in our lives, we are just relearning and reviewing what is already inside of us. Right, the secret love of for Hashem, ukidivrei Tanya, like the Tanya says, and the Rambam at the end of Perek Beis of Hilchas Gerushin, kofen osar shemar rotzani, that every Jew really wants to do the right thing, right? That's the Dram Yaduim. So he says that's the maybe the Kedusha of every Jew. So Kedusha of every Jew, the Kedusha of every Shul, Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash is all, the root of it is the Torah. Okay. So let's get back now to where we're up to, Chav Zayin and Mabez, a couple lines up. We just spoke about certain behaviors regarding tefillah. We spoke again in terms of spitting, in terms of hashtana. And I just wanted to mention also, as was mentioned, the way that I translated last time in English, there's a word to urinate, but in Hebrew, it's in the biblical Hebrew, there's hamatomayim, right? Somebody who, you know, passes water, matomayim, right? That's the Rambam Shita of why Lashon HaKodesh is called Lashon HaKodesh, because there's no word. There's no words for certain areas of our body and certain activities, we don't inherently it's an activity that might be looked at in a certain way, and that's why there is no word for it in Lashon HaKodesh. That's why even a husband and wife being together is called bia, which just means entrance. There's no separate word. That's the Rambam, and that's reflected in the Lashon of Matil Mayim. Okay. Baishani, so four lines up. Baishani Shalom the Rabbi Imi. Mao, once we're talking about Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses, Mao likach avanim in Beis HaKnesses zu, v'livnos Beis HaKnesses acheres. Could you take stones from one shul and take it to another shul? Right? Because that's destroying. You're not allowed to destroy a shul. Oh, destroy a shul. But what if it's broken and dilapidated? Well, if you're going to build another shul, maybe that's something to talk about. That's the Gemara at the beginning of Baba Basra in the Bavli. The Gemara Dav Gimel Amid Beis. In Baba Basra, the Gemara says, Lo listar inish, be kinishta, ad be bani be kinishta achriti. You're not allowed to destroy a shul until you build another shul. You have to build the other shul before. Why? Ika da'amri mishum pshiusa. Some say because maybe pshiusa, maybe an onis will happen and you'll never build the other shul. Vika da'amri mishum tsiluye. And the other one is, well, where are you going to daven in the interim? If you build, if you destroy a shul before you build a second shul, you're not going to have a place to daven. Right, so what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is if you have a place to daven. If you have a place to daven, there's no issue with the second reason, but there's still an issue with the first reason. Because so we have a field to daven in, you don't want to not build the shul. So the post can discuss there, the isser of destroying a shul. Is it an isser daraisa or an isser darabanan? So pashtus, it's a darabanan. Yes, mikdash ma'at. Yes, we realize that the based on Mikdash, based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, it's called Mikdash Ba'at. But the Rambam, there's only one place the Rambam says this, not in the regular Sefer HaMitzvahs, not in Mishnah Torah. But if you look at the Minyan HaKatzar, right, the short Minyan HaMitzvahs, that's before the, before Mishnah Torah, before Sefer Mada, the Rambam there, says in Mitzvah Samach Hei, Shalola Abed Beis HaMikdash, Obate Knesios, Ubate Midrashos. He says it there in the Minyan HaKatzar. He puts in destroy part of the Issa Daraisa, not just destroying a shul, lo sasun kein l'shem alokeichem, but even breaking down a piece of a shul. So here, what happens if you're taking a stone though to put it into another one? Right, the way that the Rishona formulate this is right. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky here quotes from the Ritva in here in Megillah that maybe it's ki'ilu, it's like one shul. It's like, you know, it's like you've moved the shul. You haven't even destroyed it. So is that allowed? So Amalan Aser. We say, no, it's not. You can't destroy a shul. Still Aser, even in that case. Amar of Chelbo. Why is it Aser? Lo Aser, Ribi Imi, Elabimne Agmas Nefesh. No, it's Aser because of Agmas Nefesh. What does that mean, Agmas Nefesh? Says the Karban Eidah. Kedesha Yizkru Yimei Binyana. Vesha Yirigin Lasasin. From what, you have a dilapidated shul? And that's why you want to take some of the stones and use it for a new shul? No, but you shouldn't let the dilapidated shul build it up. Fix it. V'yishtadlu livnos be'oso makom atzmo. You have to move spaces, build it in that spot. Similar to the idea of when grass is growing, the Mishnah say in Megillah will get to that you shouldn't rip up the grass from a desolate area so that people have agbas nefesh and are motivated to rebuild. Rev Gurion Amar Mugdaloy Shalom Rev Shimon Lakish. The Mugdaloyim, Asrash Lakish, Mauli Kachavanim Yerzub Livnos Biracheres. Can you take stones from the shul of one city to another city? Armalan Aser. Hari Rabbi Imi, I feel Mizrachal of Myra of Aser, even in the same city, from east to west, Aser, Rebnei, Churban, Oso, Hamako. Right, because you're not allowed to do this. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch quotes some of these, rules. Again, very important for building shuls. The Shulchan Aruch has, Skufnan Beis is one sif. Shalol listar shum beis haknesses. Ein, sostrin beis haknesses. Could they live in those beis haknesses acher? That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Like the Gemara says in Masechet Baba Basra. Shema yera lahem ones Shelo yivnu ha'acher. Right. Shona quotes like that day of the Gemara. Ela bonim ha'acher. Tchilo v'achar kach sosim ha'yashan. First, you got to build the new one, and then you could go back and build the destroy the first one. Afil lo ratzel lister rak mechitza achas la'archivo namidina hachi v'chulu. The only time you'd be able to do this if it's dangerous. V'hani milik shayarishon chazak. Avalam charvu yisodosav. O natuk salav lipol. It's dangerous. Sosan or somiyad, right? Pikuach nefesh takes precedence over covered based akneses. U'maschil livnos b'mehera b'yom v'alayla. So we have to do that quickly. And then the Ramah quotes our Gemara, V'asu likach avadim beis haknesses hayishana, kedei livnos chadasha. Right now, let us do that. B'chulu, many other related halachas. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Ma'olimkar beis haknesses, v'likach beis hamedrish. So we had the different levels in the Mishnah about Aron and Torah and Mitbachos. What about Beis HaMedrash, Beis HaKnesses? This is 2 days in the Bavli. 2 days in the Bavli, but the Gemara, the Yerushalmi here only quotes one day. Milsad, Reb Shua ben Levi, Amra, Shari. Yes, Beis HaMedrash has higher Kedusha. And therefore, you could sell a Beis HaKnesses, take that money for Beis HaMedrash. Dab Reb Shua ben Levi, because the Pasuk says, Vayisrov, the Pasuk says, describes in Yirmiyo, describes the Churban, Vayisrov is Beis HaShem. Ze Beis HaMikdash. There's Beis HaMelech. There's Platlin Shal Tzidkiyahu, right? The king at the time of the Churban. There's Kol Bate Yerushalayim. Elu Arba Meos Ushmonim Bate Knesia Shal Yerushalayim. There are 480 shuls, it says here in Yerushalayim. That's the gematria of the word Melei Asi. Right? It's in the Shabbos Chazon Haftorah. The Korban Eid here quotes Melei Asi. Filled with. So that's the gematria. Dabar Pinchas b'shem Revoshia Arba Meos Ushmonim Bate Knesia Shal Yerushalayim. 480. V'kalachas v'achas ha'elai lo beis sefer u'beis talmud. And everyone had a school, had a lower school, had an upper school. Beis sefer l'mikra, beit talmud l'mishnah. Right? It's a reference to that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. V'kulheim ala ispasyanus. And all of them were destroyed by Aspasyanus, Vespasian. Doesn't mean literally, it means him and his army, right? Eventually, when Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, we'll get to that, Baruch Hashem, you know, talks to Vespasian, he went back to become the emperor, and it was Titus. It was Titus during, but either way, they were all destroyed. And the last phrase in the Pasuk, Veskal Bais HaGadol Saraf Ba'esh, Ze Medrasho Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. That's the Medrash, that's called Bais HaGadol, it's called the base Medrash, Shasham HaYu Mesanin Gedulos of Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's where they told over and recounted the greatness of Hashem, Kagon, Sapra Nalias Kol HaGedulos Asher Asa Elisha. So the king asked, Avaram asked, tell me the great things that Elisha did. This is, so you see from there that the reference to the base Medrash is Habayis HaGadol. And the reference even to the Bate Knesios is just Bais. Right, Bati Yerushalayim. That's what you see. Beis HaMedrash has a higher level of Kedusha than Beis HaKnesses because it's referred to Habayis HaGadol. As I said, the Bavli has two deus about what's Bayis HaGadol, Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash. Which one? There is a Meshechachma. And you gotta have the mind of a Meshechachma to come up with this. The Meshechachma writes in Parshas Tetzaveh. Parshat Tetzaveh. There's a machlokes in the Midrashim. Where did Hashem's voice emanate from? From the Mizbeach or from the Aron? That's the machlokes. Yesh mirabu seinu shalom dimikan, right? This is the pasuk in Tetzaveh. Ola tamid l'darosechem, pesach ha'amoid l'fnei Hashem, asher ivoi lochem shama, l'daber eilech Hashem. Talking about the Mizbeach. So says the Meshech Chachma, Yesh Mer Rabbosin Olomdim Mikan Sha'ala Mizbeach HaNachoshes Hoya Kadosh Baruch Hu Medaber Mishukam HaMishkan. Once the Mishkan was built, Hashem's voice emanated from the Mizbeach. The Yesh Omrim Me'ala Kaporis. And some say no, it's from the Aron and the Kaporis. K'mo Shenemar V'dibati Yitzchem Me'ala Kaporis. Asher Yivar Lachem Ha'amar Kan Ein Amar La Mizbeach El Al Ol Moed. Here it doesn't mean the Mizbeach, it just means the whole tent. Rashi. Yitachin is possible. What is this machlokas? Says the Meshech Chachma. Whether the voice came from the Mizbeach or came from the Aron, maybe this is the machlokas. Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan in the fourth parak in Megillah. Baha Pligi, remember the fourth parak in Bavli, it's the third parak in Yerushalmi. Right, parak in Amad Megillah. In Beis HaKnesses, Osen Beis HaMedrash, or Beis HaMedrash, Osen Beis HaKnesses. Depends what's Bais HaGadol. Habayis HaGadol. Ze Amar Shemagadlim Bo Torah. Ze Amar Shemagadlim Bo Tefillah. Delamanda Amar Tefillah Adifa. If you say, Beis HaKnesses and Tefillah is Adifa, then you see the voice of Hashem came from the Mizbeach, which is the Makam of Avoda, which is connected to Tefillah. Im came Mizbeach HaNachoshes, Makam Avoda Adifa. Uleman Dom Rabbi Sa Medrash Adifa, Mayala Kaparas, Makam Shemunach Bo Eidus Valuchos, Zeh Torah Adifa. Beautiful. That's the Machlokas here. You know, we're learning this now. Like, hey, it fits in, but he put it together. When he saw this Machlokas, and he connected it to Torah and Tefillah. And his Kfar Arachti, Makam Acher, this also connects to the idea of whether if somebody is Toraso Umnaso, or Shem Bayachai, so Toraso Umnaso, do they stop to daven? They stop to daven. Right, so we know from the cave, he did stop to daven. That's clear. Remember, he said he took off his clothes and was in sand the whole day, and then when he was ready to daven, he put on his clothes. So Talem Afsikim, Midivere Torah Letfilah, Vadvarim Aruchim. That's where it, he refers to his Ar Sameach. Right, he wrote the Ar Sameach first. They say that he wrote the Ar Sameach first, but people, I'm sorry, he wrote the Meshechachma first. He wrote the Meshechachma first, but they told him, don't publish it, because then you'll become known as a Mefarish on Chumash. Even though the Meshechachma is his major magnum opus. That's the, but they said, don't do that because, you know, people are gonna think that you're just a Mefarish on Chumash. So he waited to publish it until he put out the Ar Sameach first. He wrote that after, but I think he published that first. And they say when Reb Chaim saw the Ar Sameach, he says, it's obviously a valuable sefer, but like he's more. And then with the Meshechachma, it's not just a commentary on Chumash. Meshechachma is, every statement in there is gold. Okay, so we get back to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. As I mentioned, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the pasuk refers to the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, right? He was the one that was the leader of Klal Yisrael at the time of the Churban. He's the one, as is described in Maseches Gittin, on Daf Nun Vav, that he was carried out. He told his Talmidim, pretend that I'm dead and, carry me out because he had to get out and talk to Vespasian. And that's where he was able to save the Sanhedrin. Say the Sanhedrin, that's Gittin, Nun Vav. Remember just the one line, he says, Kimata Lahasam, when he got out, and he like came out, and they didn't spear him on the way out, which, his nephew, who was the head of the Biryonim, saved him that way. Amar Shlom Alechem Malka, Shlom Alechem Malka. He says to Vespasian, Shlom Alechem Melech. Amar Le Mechayev Estrik Tala, you're Chayev Misa two times. Says Vespasian to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. Chada Dela Malka, number one, I'm not the king. But Karisli Malka, you're calling me king. Vesui Malkana, and if I am the king, Ado Inna, my loss is Lagaboy. Where have you been so long? Why don't you come say hello to me before, and if I'm the king? So Amarle, Dika Amrila Malkana, that which you said, I'm not the king. Ivra Malka, you are the king. You know why? I don't have Nevua, but Dilav Malkaat, O Mimsra Yushalayim Biyotcha. Yushalayim is only going to be given over to somebody very chashuv, like a king. So, if you're not the king, you're not going to win. I think you're going to win here. So it must be that you're the king. And you're a king. And it continues for them. Sukim. Utakamani Malka Anna. Amailo Kasas Lagabai. Ado Inna. And if you say, if I'm the king, where have you been? There were the Brayonim. I couldn't get out. And we know, meanwhile, at that time, there was a telegram that came from Rome that he is the king. They say the story told about one of the rebbes that, he heard Hamelech on, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and he fainted. When they woke him up, he said, what happened? He said, well, you know, I heard HaMelech, and then I remembered this story, and I remember, right, if I'm the king, where have you been? So he says, that's why I fainted. He says, HaMelech, where have you been? Okay, where have you been since last Rosh Hashanah? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, when do we say that, like in the Mishnah, that you have, that people have rights to sell a shul, that's only by a shul of a small town where the only people that daven there are the people that live there. But if you have a big shul in a big city where there's travelers that go in and out, and there are travelers that donate money to the upkeep of the shul, or maybe even the building of the shul, then you can't sell it. Why? Maybe there's somebody who has a portion of it so far, far away on the other side of the world. Says the Gemara of Hatani Maiseber Elazar at Sadu Shalacha Beis HaKnesses Alexandrium. Achzandrian, Vasa Batrachov, isn't that a big shul? And he used it for personal. Alexandrian, also Shalt Mishalatzma. No, they built that from within their shul. They didn't take any external funds. So you know it was all them that were there. Good. Ad Kedun, Kishabin Hashem Basak Nesses. All this is true. A shul has the status of a shul if it was built as a shul. Bani L'shem Chatzer, Vikdish Shalmahu. What happens if you have a, that was not a shul, and now you made it into a shul? Does it have the same halachas? They're the same halachas as a shul from birth, so to speak, or a shul that became a shul afterwards. So the Gemara says, Nishmina Minada. So the Karbon Eder says, Kimo Ta Shma. Right? Nishmina Minada is the Yerushalmi way of saying Ta Shma. Nishmina Minada. Kona Mishnah Nedarim. Kona Labai Zeshan Eni Nichnas. Somebody says, I take upon myself a neder, I'm not going into that house. And then the house becomes a shul. So what do you see? You see from that language of the Mishnah that something could become a shul. It could gain that status. So too, Hada Amra, Banya L'Shem Chatzar, V'Kdisha Katsha, that if you built it for something else and then you made it L'Shem Shul, it does have the status of a shul. Says the Gemara, okay, but when does it get the status of a shul? We buy a big house to be a shul. So right when we pay the money for it, or only when we start davening there. Right, this is known in the Bavli as Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana Lav Milsa. Is designation already giving over the status, Hazmana Milsa, or no, until you use it? It comes up by a tefillin bag. It comes up by a bathroom. It comes up in many contexts where Hazmana comes up. Hemasai Kacha, Miyad, Obashasa Tashmish. Is it right away or only when you use it? Let's try to use it. Learn it from the following. Says the Tosefta. If you make an aron, or you make garments to use for a sefer Torah, before you use it, then anybody can use it for anything. But once it's used, then it's aser. So you see, these things that are made for a sefer, it's only once you use it, meaning hazmana, lav milsa. So the Gemara says, it's a kal v'chomer then. Ma im elu shenasu l'shem sefer, einon kadeshos el b'shas tashmish, these things are made to use for a sefer Torah, and yet, they're only kadosh once they're in use. Zusha b'nai l'shem chatzer, lo kal shekitza, surely, if you made something l'shem chatzer, it's not going to be kadosh right away. Even if you make it to be for a Torah, it doesn't have kadusha until it's used. So too surely here, if you have a shul, that you're a building that you're changing into a shul. Fine. So the Gemara says, Ilu sha'asin l'shem chulin v'kdisha and mahin. So what about those kalim? What about those garments? We just said if you make it l'shem shul, l'shem aron, or l'shem Torah, it only has kdusha once you use it. What if you didn't even make it l'shem? What if you just made it l'shem something else? So do we say, taman bani l'shem chatzer v'kdisha kacha? We say the same thing? Just like by a building, if you then want to make it into a shul, it's only once you use it. V'hacha asam l'shem chulin v'kdishan kodesh. Would you say, well, how would you change it? We say hazmana lav milsa by all these other things. Would you say that also by something that you didn't make l'shem to use for a sefer and then you change it? So that's the question. The Mefarshim wonder exactly what the tzadim are in that question. Period. Kli shares me'ma sayim kadeshin. A kli shares, right, let's say a bowl, or a spoon, something in of the base of English, when does it become kadosh? Miyad or b'shas ha-tashmish. What if I donate a bowl to use for catching the blood? Is it right when I makdish it or only when I use it? Right? Do we say, avodasan mechanchasan? Do we say that? So the Gemara says, inti remiyanicha. If you say it's kadosh right away, then it makes sense. Why? Because let's say I'm going to put a carbon mincha, I'm going to put the flour into this cup. This cup is going to imbue the flour with kedusha. So if the cup's not kadosh yet, that's going to be hard, no? So if you say it becomes kadosh right when I say it's kadosh, then I understand how it could make the flour afterwards. Itamar b'shasa tashmish ka'achasim kadeshinu miskachin. But if you say it's only when you use it, so does that work? It becomes kadosh when you use it, and it's mekadosh the thing that's in it. So it's all like the same, right? Bon ke'echad? Do you say that? So the Gemara says, well, let's just limit the question. Nicha shel Moshe shenizkach b'shem ha'mishcha. In the days of old, before they hid the Shem and the Mishka, then I understand, how did these kelim become kadosh? When you spritz some oil on it. Baram shel Shlomo, ka'achasim kadeshim miskachim, but after the time of, you have the Shem and the Mishka, so back to the question, in the days of Shlomo, how did those kelim, were those kelim kadosh right away when they're makdish, or only once they're used? Bikinisas and Laretz, and again, if you have them going into the Eretz Yisrael, how you mafanam mitoch shamosh l'toch shashlomo, right? If you had the let's say flour in the when they went into Eretz Yisrael, but Kinesasan Laaretz, right? They would put the pour from the ones from Moshe into the Kli of Shlomo, and that would be in his Kandishit, right? Because in Laretz, you'd pour it in. But what about Lo Hayashem Shel Moshe? What about later on? If they didn't have the Kelim Moshe, again, the question keeps going back to how did it become Kadosh? Ka'achas Heim Kadosh Miskanshin. So let's read that as an answer. That's how the Karban Eidah. Yeah, it must be that it happens Bon Ke'echad. Meaning the second that I use it, it becomes Kadosh and is Makadish what's in it. Right, that's the halacha. Ba'aliyasa minagola hayimafani mitosha shlomo l'toch shalahen. And when they came back from the galus, so then they would again pour from the ones of Shlomo if they had them into the new ones. Lo hayashem shel Shlomo kachadim kedishim kachin. Again, if you didn't have the previous ones, the earlier ones, then you have to say it works bon keachad. The issue we mentioned this machlokas in the past. The issue of binyan akelim. We're talking about the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash. But how about those kelim, the mizbeach and the aron and the shulchan? Nobody counts that as a separate mitzvah. Pashtus. I shouldn't say there's a rivet, but the Rambam and the Ramban both do not count the binyan hakelim as separate mitzvahs, except maybe the aron. But generally not. The building the menorah, building the shulchan, building mizbech haktores, not a separate mitzvah. Why not? Why isn't it a separate mitzvah? The Rambam includes it in v'asuli mikdash, v'shachanti besocham. Building a mikdash is not just the walls. Building a mikdash includes housing and building the kelim. That's the Rambam shita. The Ramban agrees that it's not counted, but he argues against the Rambam. He says, no. They're included in the mitzvah that is done on those kelim. Right? The building of the shulchan is included. It's a hechsher mitzvah for lechem apanim. Mizbeach haktores is a hechsher mitzvah included in the mitzvah of haktores haktores. And the building of the mizbeach is for the avodah. So both Rambam and Ramban do not write it as a separate independent mitzvah, but it's included in something different. Good. Avanim shachasun l'shem meis. Asuras bahanaya. So again, we're talking about hazmana here. So what if you have stones that were hewn to use for a coffin or for a gravestone? That's already asur bahana. But the Gemara says, just like a mace is asur bahana, so too anything connected to a mace is asur bahana. L'shem chai, l'shem mace, mutaris bahana. But if I use stones, I'm going to use some for the mace and some for chai, then it's a mutar bahana. If I throw something that I want to bury with the mace, right, when it gets within four amos, it's asur bana. Chus l'arba amos mutar bana. Period. Kol klei, getting back to the status of not just the shul, but items in the shul. Kol klei beis haknesses, klei beis haknesses. Anything in the shul also has kedusha. I can't just take a menorah that's in the shul and use it my own personal. It has status of kedusha. Safsalava kaltira klei beis haknesses. Right, the seats, the benches, and the footstools are like the shul. Kila de al arona ka arona. The curtain in front of the aron is like the aron. Right, the poskim say, not bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, our aron, we have a door behind it, and it's not really, it doesn't serve as directly the Torah. And therefore, I wouldn't have that status. Because also, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quotes the Gemara, they used to sometimes wrap the Torah in the curtain. So if you have to throw in the curtain, then it's mamish tashmishe of the Torah. But we don't do that nowadays. So therefore, it doesn't have that status. Rav Yavo used to put a separate curtain between the paroches and the aron. So just to make sure that he doesn't get the status of tashmishe kedusha. Rav Yehuda b'shem Shmuel, bima v'luchin. The bima and luchin are like the sidebars on the side of the bima. Ein b'am shem kedushas aron. It doesn't have kedushas aron, even though the Torah is put on the bima and the platform, the bima, so that does not have kedushas aron. V'yishpem kedushas beis haknesses is part of the shul. Kedushas beis haknesses is not kedushas aron. Again, in terms of the hierarchy of what you're allowed to sell it for. Ingalin, what are ingalin? Unclear. So the way the Karban Eidah says it's some type of hooks and brackets to hold the aron or to hold the paroches. Again, it's part of the shul. Rav Yirmiyah azol gavlana chamtun yavin mikusha b'arona. Rav Yirmiyah went and he saw people putting tools in the aron, their hammers and their screwdrivers. Asa shal Rav Imi, what is going on here? Yes, Rav Imi. Amar le ani omer lakach hisnu ala mitchila. They made this tanai mitchila that it could be used for other things. That's why. That's why it's not, it's allowed. Rabbi Yona Avile Migdal. Rabbi Yona used to make like a dresser of drawers. Va'asni Alein, he made a Tanai. Elaine Desifrin, Va'ara Demanin. The upper ones are for the Torahs. The lower ones. Right, so we find that there is, ability to make a Tanai. The Trumas Hadeshen, and the Trumas Hadeshen is quoted in the Ramah. but it's good to look in the Shemot HaDesh and inside. Reish Ayin Gimel. He was asked, how is it? He says the Bima. Seems like they're talking about the Bima. The Bima, you put the Torah on the Bima. So doesn't the Bima have status of Tashmishe, right, of the Torah? So how could you put anything else on the Bima? Like a Chumash. Like a Tztaka box. Right? Like how about my leaning on the Bima? How am I allowed to do that? Ask the Shemot HaDesh. And we all do it. We all do it. Ask the Shemot HaDesh. He was asked, right, according to most, we assume that Shemot HaDesh wrote his own Shilas. He wrote a safer in question and answer form. So he says, Holam Nagu, Lanos mi bidbam, bekamanos binateva. What's going on here? So says the Shemot HaDesh, if you didn't make a Tanai, it's a big problem. It's a big problem. You can't use it. He says, it must be, Dohaidna kimat e'afshar lizar. In the olden days, they used to be in shul for much shorter, right? They didn't have chazans that dragged out. He says, Lefishi yesh lanu sifrei Torahs rabos, and we have a lot of Torahs. Sheishlam harbe me'ilu mumapos. Gam yesh lanu svarim rabim, chumashim machzorim. We have a lot of sederim and chumashim. Umarichan anam b'shabasos v'yamatovim b'zakneses b'zmiros v'b'piyutim mashalo nagu kem b'yameyam. Interesting. Lachin, kashe ma'od lizaher. It's very hard not to put other things on the bima, and it must be. It's ke'ilu v'kima dahachi who lay best in masnaleim. It's a t'nai, even if you didn't make it t'nai. Ki'eched lo leisu le'inish ba'lidei takala. And anybody who gives anything to the shul realizes this, and they have this in mind. So that's an important reish ayin gimel in the Truma Sadeshen, and it's quoted in the Ramah in Kuf Nun Dalet. Kuf Nun Dalet. Just to drop more, mitbachos lochin svarim. So what did the Mishnah say? If you have the covers of the Torah, you're allowed to buy Nevi'im and Ksuvim with it. Because the covers of the Torah don't have higher Kedusha. I feel mitbachos Torah v'chumashim. Even the mitbachos of a Torah, and a chumash means a scroll that's only one of the books, Brachos or Shmos. Lokeh me'am Nevi'im and Ksuvim. All mitbachos, garments, have less Kedusha than any sefer. Sfarim lo yitzchum mitbachos, but if you have a sefer, you can't buy garments. Afilu nevi'im uksuvim, enol kebem mitbachos Torah v'chumashim. Right, even a nevi'im uksuvim, you can't use that to buy the garments of a Torah. Right, that's not going up in Kedusha. Karchem Torah mitbachos Torah, you're allowed to wrap a Torah in the mitpachas of another Torah. Chumashim mitbachos chumashim, nevi'im mitbachos nevi'im. Torah v'chumashim b'mitchos nevi'im uksuvim, because it's going up. Avalon nevi'im uksuvim b'mitchos Torah v'chumashim. You shouldn't wrap a Torah with the mitpachos of the nevi'im. Shouldn't do that. Nosim Torah agabi Torah v'chumashim agabi chumashim. How about piling sperm up on each other? You could put a Torah on a Torah, like we do. Like we do on Simchas Torah, you put five Torahs on the bima, they're one on top of another. Torah v'chumashim agabi nevi'im uksuvim. Avalon nevi'im uksuvim agabi Torah v'chumashim. You shouldn't put nevi'im and ksuvim on top of a Torah. This is talking about scrolls. In the days of old. Scrolls. Rib Yirmiya, B'Shem Rib Zorah, Torah v'chumashin, Arak Tanya Minei. What about Torah, which is all five books, and Chumash, which is only one book, do they have the same Kedusha level? One's bigger. Arak Tanya Minei, the Tana ran away. I mean, he didn't answer this question. Okay, B'Shem, we'll have to wait till tomorrow to see what the answer to that question will be. We'll stop here.